This is an RNIB talking book.
A Clergyman's Daughter by George Orwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
A Clergyman's Daughter. Chapter 1. As the alarm clock on the chest of drawers exploded, like a horrid little bomb of bell metal, Dorothy wrenched from the depths of some complex, troubling dream, awoke with a start, and lay on her back, looking into the darkness in extreme exhaustion. The alarm clock continued its nagging, feminine clamour, which would go on for 5 minutes or thereabouts, if you didn't stop it. Dorothy was aching from head to foot, and an insidious and contemptible self-pity, which usually seized upon her when it was time to get up in the morning, caused her to bury her head under the bedclothes and try to shut the hateful noise out of her ears. She struggled against her fatigue, however, and according to her custom, exhorted herself sharply in the second personal plural. "Come on, Dorothy. Up you get. No snoozing, please." Proverbs 6:9. Then she remembered that if the noise went on any longer, it would wake her father. With a hurried movement, she bounded out of bed, seized the clock from the chest of drawers, and turned off the alarm. It was kept on the chest of drawers precisely in order that she should have to get out of bed to silence it. Still in darkness, she knelt down at her bedside and repeated the Lord's Prayer, but rather distractedly, her feet being troubled by the cold. It was 5:30. And coldish for an August morning. Dorothy.